As often as we've heard the gospel that we've just read, it has a lesson for all of us at every stage in our life and in every state of life. Christ left the disciples. They went out in a boat without him. A storm rose up, and not knowing where he was, and all of a sudden seeing him walking on the waters, naturally, they thought it was a ghost. He told them not to be afraid. It is I. Peter, who wanted to test whether it really was Jesus, Lord, I'm not sure. Give me a sign that it's you. If it is you, and I know I cannot naturally walk on water, you tell me to come to you walking on the water, and then I'll believe. Christ was forever adjusting himself to the apostles, this time to Peter. Come, he told him. And Peter, who set down the condition, got out of the boat and began to walk on the water. And as long as his faith held out, he managed to walk the waves. But then, as Matthew says, he felt the wind. He looked at his feet. I'm walking on water. This can't be. And he began to sink. Christ grabbed hold of him and saved him and told him. And this, mind you, is Peter, the rock. Oh, you of little faith. This is the story of all of our lives. At some point in our lives, we decide to generously follow the Lord. Peter did. He had been called by the Master, and apparently had already given himself wholeheartedly to Jesus. Then a short separation. Christ was out of sight. And then he appeared like a ghost. The important thing to remember is that once we have given, if we have given ourselves totally to the Lord, he may well appear like a ghost. And we've all heard enough and read enough about ghosts to know what the spontaneous reaction is. You're scared. Then to reassure us, he tells us, as he told Peter, don't be foolish. It is still I. One of the hardest things in life, I think, to learn is the fact that the grace that God gives us is sometimes pleasant, enjoyable, sweet, and then we have no doubt it's the Lord. And we're bursting with gratitude, and we sing, how great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. But let him send us some difficulty, or trial, or misunderstanding, symbolized by the storm. And we get scared. And we foolishly forget that grace can both be sweet and bitter. There is no theology book I've ever read that says that grace is always pleasant or easy or delightful to behold. God's grace can also inflict pain, can put our faith to the test. And like Peter, we've got to keep reminding ourselves, it is still the Lord. There are bright days and there are dark days. Sometimes people are nice to us, and I've had my share. Sometimes they're not so nice, and we're to love them, whether they are lovable or, frankly, quite loveless. Let us ask our Lord to never mistake what he sends us to try us as somehow a sign of his absence. Let's never think that when his hand touches us, we're seeing a ghost. Dear Savior, help us to recognize you in all your visitations, whether agreeable or disagreeable, whether pleasant or painful, whether in the calm or in a storm. You told Peter, do not be afraid. It is I. The key word is that we have given ourselves to Him. And as long as we are honest and sincere in wanting to serve Him, which means to love Him, let us never suppose He will let us down. Jesus, we trust You because we love You. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.